we want to talk about technical dictionary definitions of the term gambling, these contests involve wagering money based upon the result of a series of contingent events. That meets the classic definition of gambling. The more interesting question is not whether daily fantasy sports is gambling, but whether it represents an illegal form of gambling under the laws of the various states and federal government. And that might vary state by state and format by format of the particular games.
Well, isn't there, though, some skill involved in gambling? There are poker players who actually get random cards, but they are skilled players. They're practiced and they know how to play the game. So is some skill involved in some forms of gambling?
Absolutely there is. Now, under gambling laws of each of the states, a contest has to be deemed a game of skill rather than a game of chance. Now, empirically, most competitions have some skill and some chance in it. So the question is, what constitutes a game of chance? And as a matter of state law, there are at least three views taken on the issue. On one extreme is the any chance states. These are states that say if a contest involves a modicum of chance, no matter how small, the contest is deemed to be illegal. On the other end of the spectrum are the predominant purpose test states. Those states attempt to calculate mathematically the ratio of skill to chance. And if you can show there is more skill than chance, even if it's 50.1%, the contest will be legal. Now, states like New York lie in the middle ground, and they apply what's known as the material element test. The material element test says that contests may be legal if they involve a small amount of chance, but it's not a mathematical percentage that is required for a game to be legal. And even if a contest were to involve upwards of 50% skill, if there is a reasonable amount of chance, if the common participant doesn't have skill, and the game is likely to fuel a gambling instinct, it's within the discretion of the court to still deem the contest to be one of chance and thus find it illegal.
Is the objection here, do you think, I'm asking you to put on, I guess, your political science hat for just a second. Is the objection here, do you think, really that this isn't just gambling, but it's gambling and the state is not getting its share of the revenue? Obviously, there are casinos in New York. There's a state lottery. There are horse tracks. There's off-track betting, all of which pay a certain percentage to state or local governments. So if DraftKings and FanDuel set aside some money for the governments, do you think this issue would be settled?
I think there are a lot of issues that go on here. One is it seems that FanDuel and DraftKings may have jumped the gun in their launch. You know, both of these companies value themselves at upwards of $1 billion. DraftKings purports to be a $2 billion business. And they went ahead and they began with their activities without seeking clearance from the state that they were legal. In fact, knowing full well that they were operating in a gray area, they went forward, raised a huge amount of revenue, and put on their websites warranties indicating that their games were legal under all states and federal law. It kind of is giving the impression to the state that they were going to make money off of this and wait to be stopped rather than the other way around. And there are tons of other businesses out there that presumably would have come into the same marketplace or entered the marketplace sooner, but for the legal risk. It doesn't seem to sit well for consumer protection folks to recognize that there are businesses out there that have taken large risk, applying an ambiguity or an uncertainty under the law, and made extreme amounts of money doing so.
It's hard to say how all of this will play out either in the courts or elsewhere, but do you think the legislatures will make the final decision on this once the courts settle it or don't settle it? Will it be up to state legislatures, including Albany, to decide whether or not this will be allowed in New York and other states?
It's separation of powers. I mean, the court has to apply the law as it currently exists, and the legislator of a state is within their rights to develop new laws moving forward. There are a number of states in which legislators are currently looking at whether they should legalize, regulate, and tax daily fantasy sports. The question's on the table in Pennsylvania. It's on the table in Washington, which currently deems it illegal. It's on the table in Texas, where these games presumably currently operate. It wouldn't be surprising to see it put on the table in New York. Now, with that said, I don't think we're moving into an era very quickly where all 50 states say, let's allow this and regulate this. Our Attorney General Schneiderman seems to be very concerned about consumer protection. And to find FanDuel and DraftKings to be in violation of the law and then the very next morning pass a new statute seems to underestimate the period of time that may be involved in coming up with some legislative remedies, a legislative protocol that moving forward would make sense. And at the same time, even if this is ultimately deemed to be per se legal under a legislative review, the question still remains unanswered as to whether we want to let companies, if it's deemed they jumped the gun legally, to have an advantage in this new regime that may be established.